על הייחוד ועל הפנויה. זאת אומרת, אני אסתור על ייחוד. פרש את זה על ייחוד מין זה יש אסיש ועל הפנויה. זאת אומרת, אני אסתור ייחוד that a man is not allowed to be alone with a married lady, and also ועל הפנויה. Even a lady that's not married is an Issa Yichud. They're not allowed to be alone with a lady. For the Gemara Yichud Yiraisu. You tell him now the Rabbana made the Gzeri here first. The Chur is an Issa Yiraisu. The Yom Rabbi Yechud, the Mishum Mishum Ben Yoy Tzadok, Remez Li Yichud Min HaTorah. Where's the Remez that is an Issa Yichud to be alone with a lady mid Yiraisu? Minayin, Shinem and Apostle says, Ki Yisizcha Achicha Ben Yimecha. That she'll turn you around. Ki Yisizcha Achicha, your brother, Ben Yimecha, the son of your mother, Yisizcha, they'll talk you to doing Avodah Zarah. The question is, V'chi ben aim, the son of a mother, Mesis, she'll turn you around. But ben av, ain't a Mesis. But the son of your father, he won't turn you around, like Monashach. If they're bad people, they'll turn you around. And the Lemlach, I mean to teach us like this, ben misyachad amimai, that a son has the right to be alone with his mother. That's it. V'yein acha misyachad in kol aroi shemateru. But nobody else has the right to be alone with any erva. Any isha that's also to you, like an Asus ish, a married lady that's also to you, or anybody else that's also to you, any erva, is an isha yichud. Only your son to his mother they're allowed to be alone. Says, so what's the gzera of the rabbanon over here? Elayma rather say, gozer al yichud the penuyah. The gzera here was not on an Asus ish. Asus ish could be also with the raitha. Here the gzera was even on the penuyah. On the penuyah they also made an isha yichud. You're right, the sister also has a head to isha yichud. Another pasuk says, "V'adino v'adinio ben chogis misnase lemer." Ani yemloch. He lifted himself up and said, "I'll be the king now." Amr Rav Yudam Arav. Malam, come teach us. Shebikish laholmoi v'loy hilmosoi. He wanted to put like the crown on top of his head, but it didn't fit on him. Rashi shebikish amul laholmoi. Sheteisha b'roishoi cast him out because he wanted to put on his head the crown. V'loy hilmosoi didn't fit. The vishoya shabit shalzov. There was a golden stick there. Didn't fit in. Then it says, Vayasala Rechab Afroshim, the Chamishamit Ish, Rotsal in front of him. He made him instead of a chariot and runners, and there are 50 people in front of him. My Ravusa, what's the Kiddush over here? Rashi says, the Chamishim Ish, Leben Melech, what's the special about 50 people? I'm going to view them around. Kulam, all these 50 people that ran in front of him, no Tule Tokol. They all had their spleen taken, their spleen was taken out already. The Hakuke Kapas Raglaim Hoyu, and their on their feet, it was cut out also, the kapas, the heels were cut out there, so they could run much faster. Rashi said, Natule Tchule Hukuke Kapas Raglaim, Natule Tocho, the spleen was taken out. Ayidei Sam, it took some medicine. Shatocho Machbidal Adam, the spleen makes you heavier. The Hakuke Kapas Raglaim, main boss of the Pasisayim, Rotsim al Hakaitim. But they took away the meat. So there's only the bones there. So male the thorns didn't bother them. The kids were able to run much faster. So they had 50 special type of runners in front of them that they were able to run very, very fast. Now the Mishnah says, Lo yarbe lo yisusim. A king also cannot have too many horses. El kedei makafe, just as much as he needs for his chariot. The chesed is zov lo yarbe. He shouldn't have too much gold and silver. Not too much. In order to pay his army, what he has to pay every year, the kids to what he needs for the melucha that he's allowed to have. He shouldn't have too much more. They have to write a sefer Torah for him, for the king. When the king goes out to war, it's taken with him. When he comes back home, is brought in with him. When he goes to have a din, he is with him. Mesav he connected when he's sitting down is by him. Shinamar Apostle says, Voisima the Koraboy Koyamechayev, that a melech, a special mitzvah by a king, he has to have a sefer Torah with him all the time. Wherever he goes, wherever he is, he has to have a sefer Torah with him. Tanur Rabban wrote like this. The Apostle says, La Yarbo Lay Susim, he shouldn't have too many horses. Yochlai would have thought to say, Afilu Kadei Makarfei, even what he needs for the chariots of Roshav, Talmud Lay, the Apostle says, Loi, Loi Ein Amarbo. He can't have extra horses for himself, but what he needs for the actual chariots, that he's allowed to. And so, Amani the Kaim, what do I mean, Kaim from the post, is Susim, Susim Habatlonim. That means the extra horses that are Batlonim that he shouldn't have. The nine, how do we know, Shafilu Shusechod, Fulboto Shubla Yarba, even if he has one horse, that's some idol, that's not doing anything, he doesn't really need it, he's over this lav, Tamlo, the Pasuk says, Leman Harboy Sus. You should have an extra Sus. So the Gemara V'chi Miachad Afilu Sus Echad V'Botol Koy B'Lo Yarbe. Susim, if so, Lomeli. What Mazach, if he had just one extra horse. You're telling me now he's over the Lav. So the Pasuk says, Susim. What do we need, a little plural? And it means, Lav Rav Aloy Sus Echad Sus Sus. The Chiddush is that for every extra horse the king has, he's over a Lav extra for every horse. Time of the cost, Rachman Aloy, for him. How could that be? And what's the happening? The king can't have his own chariot. He has to have an army. Means he can't have too much. Because I would have thought to say that he can't have too much. He has to be mitzamtzem just exactly for an extra one or two he shouldn't have. Kamashua, no. As big an army as he wants to make, that he's allowed to. Just light to have extra horses for himself, that is not allowed to have. All right, we'll stop there. You're holding up Chof Aleph on the base. In the middle of the Gemara, the Mishnah again says, the Kesef is Zohov Lo Yar Beloy. He's not allowed to have too much silver, too much gold. Elo kedei lita in Aspanya. Only enough to pay off his army. He has to pay them. So that much money he's allowed to have. So Mar makes a deal. Turn around, but I'm learning like this. The Pasuk says, Bekesev v'zohov la'yir beloy. He can't have too much silver and gold. Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu kedei lita in Aspanya. Even for his own needs to feed his own army, he can't have so much money. Talmud Leima, that the Pasuk says, Loi. It says, Kesev Zov, Loi Yarbe Loi, to him. So he darshin Loi Einam Arbe, for himself he can't take extra money. Avo Marbe, who could elite in Asamya? But he's allowed to have extra money to feed his army, that he's allowed to have. So Mora says, Taina, what's the reason? The cost of Rachman Loi, because the Pasuk says, Loi Yarbe Loi. Holav Hochi the Torah, when it's said like this, Hav Amin, I would have thought to say, that he's not allowed to have enough silver and gold even to feed his own army. Like, what kind of sense? How does that make sense? Of course the king has to feed his army. So Gemara says, I would have thought to say, that for his own army, he can't spend too much money. He can't have extra money. He has to be mitzamtzem, like only use exactly what he needs. But hashta di yamrit loy. Now that we say what the Pasuk says, Loi, Lidrosha, come to say a Drosha. No, period. Therefore, we dash and know that only he can't have extra money for himself. But for his army, he's allowed to use as much money as he needs. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Hashtag the Yarmouth, now that you're telling me, Loi is Lidrosha when the Pasuk says, Kesav Azov Layar Beloi. It's a Drosha, if so. When the Pasuk says, Layar Beloi Noshim, he should not have extra wives. My Dirashtabe, what are you dashing there? What's the word loy teaching us there? Sheet, that means it for himself. He can't tell that he had before more than 18 wives. So Mor says, Lamuti Hedjaitis. It comes to mind Hedjaitis. Rashi says, to Mutaran Lahabis Noshim. A regular person that's not a king, he's allowed to have even more than 18 wives. Midirais, you can have as many wives as you want. Rav Yehuda Ram, Rav Yehuda Yasef Rasira. Siv 1 Pasuk says, Vahili Shloimoi, Aboyim Elef Arvois Susim Makaftoi, Shloimoi Melech had 40,000 Arvois. That's like stalls where you hold his axes. Oksiv, another apostle says, Vahili Shloimoi Arvois Alofim, he had 400,000 Susim, Skorsistira. Did he have 40,000 or did he have 400,000? Skorsistira says, okay, today has to come out. It's like this. If he had 40,000, it's not bloyis, Rashi learns. By his godel, it's a bigger house. Limdor hasusim, where the horses stay. So if he had 40 bigger corrals, I'll tell you how you call echod, the echod, how you boy, a boy, malafim, arva susim. Each one of these big houses had inside it 4,000 small stalls for the horses. But v'im dalid al payim mitzablois hoyu, if he only had 4,000 big houses for the horses, I'll tell you then, kolechav yechad, every single house had, hoyu bo arbo elef Aboy and Elof Arvoy Susim. Each one of them had 40,000 smaller stalls where he keeps the horses. That's how Miyashe both took him. We have Yitzchak Ramer. Yitzchak has a kash like this. Ksiv 1 Pasuk says, Ein kesev nechsha b'meishtay melum uma. That silver was worthless. It wasn't worth a penny. It wasn't worth anything. Ksiv another Pasuk says, V'yitin shlaim yas a kesev yishlaim kevonim. That he gave away the silver and yishlaim like stones. Mashmut meant something. It had some chashivas. Rashi says, a kavonim, chosh v'mi apurt, it was worth at least something. In the first post it said, it meant nothing, the silver. So Marcel, I'll tell you, kan koidim shenosa shloim es bas paro, before he married the bas paro, then silver meant something. Kan liyaka shenosa shloim es bas paro, then it meant nothing. So it's the opposite way. Before taket, maybe it meant something. Before it didn't mean anything, it had so much. At the end, it meant something, it became less. Omer Rav Yitzchak says like this, Vishor shenosa shloimai, es bas paroi, master is a terrible thing. The time when Shlomo Melech married Paro's daughter, Yorad Gavril came down in the Shemayim, v'noyetz kona biyam, and he planted a kona reed in the middle of the ocean, v'ola shirton, and from that came up like ground, came up sand, v'ola nivne krach godosh avroimi, and that was built the whole Rome. That's where Rome, and we know how much bad the Rome did to Klai Yisrael. It all came because Gavriel now planted, made Rome, because Shlomo Melech went to marry Bas Paro. The Yomer of Yitzchak, Mifnei Malo Nizgalo Taimei Torah. How come the Torah doesn't explain itself, say the reasons for the Torah? The Rashi is going, Loma Nesu Levisha Shatnes. Why doesn't the Torah give us a reason why we can't wear Shatnes? Why doesn't the Torah say why we can't eat pig? So he answers, two places the Torah explained itself why it's also. And Nichshlo ben Gedolei Olam, did Gedolei make mistakes? Ksiv one pasuk says, Lo yarba lo noshim, a king should not have too many wives, shouldn't have more than 18 wives. Omar Shlomo said, Ani arba, I'll marry more than 18 wives. V'lo yosan, I won't turn away. The reason, the Torah says the reason, you shouldn't marry too many wives, because maybe they'll turn your heart away from Hashem. So it says the reason. So Shlomo said, that's the reason, I have nothing to worry about. To me, they won't harm me. Well, Ksiv, another pasuk says, and it says, no, but Ksiv, it says, that, Vayihi le'eis zikna when Shlomo got older, Noshev hitu es lebavoi, it says yes, that his wives turned around his heart away from Hashem. So you see, even Shlomo made a mistake, because the Torah said a reason. If it wouldn't have said a reason, maybe he wouldn't have made a mistake. Ksiv, another pasuk says, Layar b'loy susim. Torah says, don't have too many oxes, don't have too many horses, because we're afraid you'll go back to Mitzrayim. V'yom Shlomo, Shlomo said, Ani arba, v'lo yoshev, and I won't go back to Mitzrayim. Ksiv, and so the pasuk says, V'ataytim akovim Mitzrayim v'sheish, he went down to Mitzrayim. So Mashma didn't help him, so that's why the Torah does not say other places the reason for the mitzvahs. Now the Mishnah says the case of Sefer Torah l'Shemoi, a Melech has to have a Sefer Torah written for him. Tony went like this: the Mavash lo yisnoer b'shel avaitzah. He should not go around being proud of what he got from his father. That he shouldn't be proud of. He has to have like his own. Omar Rava, afa pi shenichu lo yavaitzah liyodam Sefer Torah. Even though when your father left over the Yerusha, you yashin from your father a Sefer Torah. You should know, mitzvah lichtev mishalai, still there's a mitzvah for you to write your own, or else to have your own Sefer Torah written. Shneva, the prophet says, v'yata kisvu lochem es hashira, has to be written for you. Not enough, you have your father's, you have to have your own Sefer Torah. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye has a question. It says, v'kaisav lo Sefer Torah l'shemoi, shalai yisnoi v'shalachirim, that he should not have enjoyment from other people. So mashma melech in, hedyit loy, mashma only a king has to have the Sefer Torah written for him. Not somebody else's. But a regular person could even have somebody else's Sefer Torah. So Mora says, no, Litzrich, the Chiddush of the Melech is L'shtei Torah. That a Melech has to have two Sefer Torahs written. That's the Chiddush of a Melech. Rashi, Hodish Shani Melech Mehedyit. Dilu Ha Yehedyit Sagala Bechoda. A Melech Baratati, a king needs two Sefer Torahs. Look at the time like we learned. The cost of Layas Mishnah, you have to write him two. Kais of L'shmoi Shtei Torahs, you have to write him two Torahs. Two Sefer Torahs. Acha Shi Yoit Sefer Nechnezazim, one that goes out and comes in with him. The Yachas of one Shemnechas Leibetech Gnozov that he has hidden away. Oysa Shiyotzev Nechasimah, the one that goes down and goes in with him.
Oisoisoi kimin kimei mesak malak like a charm. For Tolu Bezru and he hangs it on his neck. Or Shinema Shivisi Hashem and Egli Sam kimino balemit. Eina nichnes imo lola beis amirchot, but even so he can't take the Sefer Torah into him to a bathhouse. Lola beis akisei. Shinema says v'oyi imoi v'koraboi. It should be with you to learn from it. So we dash in mokim a roi likrois boi, only a place that's fit to learn Torah. But in the beis akisei, beis amirchot, you can't learn Torah, so the melech cannot bring his Sefer Torah there. Olam azutra v'tayimama ukvo, v'tchila nitnu Torah liYisrael, v'iksav ivri. At the beginning, Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, and Iksav Ivri. Rashi and Iksav Ivri shall bnei Eivor Hanor, the way people wrote in Eivor Hanor, uva Loshon HaKodesh was also given over in Loshon HaKodesh. Chozru later on, this is the beginning, but Chozru v'nitnu lehem b'imei Ezra, the Iksav Ashuris, later was given over in Iksav Ashuris, uva Loshon Arami, and Loshon Arami. Viral Emily Yisrael, like later Kleistel chose for themselves Ksav Ashuris, Veloshon HaKodesh. They chose for themselves the Ksav, we'll soon see what that means, Ksav Ashuris, and also Veloshon HaKodesh. Ve'nikol had Yaitis, and the Yaitis, the portion of the people left it over Ksav Ivris, Veloshon Arami. Now everyone says, my had Yaitis, what does it mean the had Yaitis? Om Rav Chizda, Kusoy, the Kusoy left it to be in Ksav Ivris and Veloshon Arami. Now, my Ksav Ivris, what's the Ksav Ivris? Om Rav Chizda, Ksav Livuna. The Ksav of Livuna, Rashi says, Oisiyas Gedolus, very big Oisiyas. Kein Oisin Shekaisvim Bekimeyas Amazuzis. Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rohoy Ezra Shekinos in Torah Yodel Yisrael. Ilamol Lekodmo Moshe. If not for the fact Moshe was Makabal the Torah, Ezra really was fit to Makabal the Torah. The Moshe, over Moshe, it says, the Moshe, all the Lilahim. Moshe went up to Hashem. The Ezra Oimer, who Ezra Ola mi Bovel. Yes, the Mashka same Lashon Ola. Ma li Omo Kan Torah. Just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was going up to get the Torah. Af li Omo Lahalan Torah. Here also, by Ezra is also fit to Makabal the Torah. The Moshe Oimer, the Yossi Tiv Hashem Reisi. The Laman Eskam Kukum Mishpatim. That Hashem was Matsav Moshe to teach Klai Yisrael Torah. The Ezra Oimer, ki Ezra Hochim Abovoi, Lidras Aseras Hashem, Elikov. Falasas Lumen the Yisrael. Choyko Mishpat. That Ezra also went up to teach Klal Yisrael the Torah. V'yafa pishta nitnu Torah al yodoi, even though the Torah was not given by the hands of Ezra, it was given before by Moshe Rabbeinu, but nishtana al yodoi haksav, the ksav was changed over by Ezra. Shneimer the pasuk says, the uksav hanishtov,